Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, the 27th of September, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Russian officials have admitted to mistakes made during the rollout of mobilization as protests continue across Russia and thousands of draft-eligible Russians continue to try and flee the country. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov admitted to irregularities in the call-up in comments on Monday, the same day reports emerged of violence and arson at some recruitment centers. At one draft office in Siberia, a recruitment officer was shot and seriously wounded by a man apparently distraught over the mobilization, according to reports published in the New York Times. The UK Ministry of Defense reported on Monday that the initial tranches of men called up under Russia's partial mobilization have started arriving at military bases. According to the British analysts, the lack of military trainers and the haste with which Russia has started the mobilization suggests that many of the drafted troops will deploy to the front line with minimal relevant preparation. They are likely to suffer a high attrition rate. President Andrzej Duda and Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki are expected to attend today's launch of the undersea Baltic Pipe gas pipeline, which aims to connect Poland with Norwegian gas fields via Denmark. The Baltic Pipe project, which is part of Poland's efforts to diversify gas supplies and limit energy dependence on Russia, is due to start operating on October 1st. It is ultimately expected to have the capacity to annually carry 10 billion cubic meters of natural gas. The new pipeline was expected to reach full capacity at the start of 2023, but work has been progressing so well, according to Danish operator Energinet, that full capacity may be reached by the end of November 2022. The accelerated development could potentially double imports of gas planned in the last quarter of this year. Voting for the 2023 civic budget, or budget obywatelski, is underway for Gdańsk residents, with over 22 million zloty up for allocation. Gdańsk residents will be asked to choose from over 300 projects in the fields of health, sport and recreation, education, safety, and road and transit infrastructure. All residents of Gdańsk, including permanent or temporary residents, those registered to vote in Gdańsk, or those possessing a valid residence card, are eligible to vote, regardless of their age. Voting started Monday, September 26 at midnight and will be open until October 10th on the city website at gdańsk.pl. Results will be announced by October 14th. Gdańsk authorities are reminding parents to activate the residence card package in order for children and students to travel to school for free on trams and buses in Gdańsk. Students and parents have until September 30th to submit a request to extend the free travel package for the upcoming school year. Applications to extend the package can be made online at jestemzgdańska.pl or in person by appointment. Those applying in person should bring a stamped school ID for the 2022-2023 school year and a recent photo of their child. Free transport in Gdańsk is available for students up to 24 years of age. And the 5B Women's World Volleyball Championships are set to begin today at Ergo Arena in Gdańsk. The Group B matches begin at 2 p.m. with Turkey facing off against South Korea, followed by Dominican Republic versus Croatia at 5:30 p.m. and Poland versus Thailand at 8:30 p.m.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cool with a good chance of rain in the late afternoon and a strong breeze coming in from the southeast. Temperatures will reach a high of 16 degrees centigrade or 61 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 9 degrees centigrade or 49 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar cool cloudy weather is expected for tomorrow with a chance for some sunshine later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.